Invocations or prayers will continue to be said at the beginning of Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly meetings. KBBI's Daisha Eden has more.
The Assembly voted at their regular meeting on Tuesday not to introduce an ordinance that would have eliminated the invocation and another that would have changed the invocation to a moment of silence. But that was only after impassioned testimony from deeply divided residents. Religious leaders testified, like Dr. Keith Hamilton, the president of a local Christian college, who spoke in support of keeping the invocation. He said that a moment of silence would be just filling time.
The moment of silence is an uneasy and somewhat distracting and awkward time. No one really knows what to do during that time. I always pray quietly, but there's a pervasive uneasiness that I always feel in the room.
Earlier this month, an invocation by a member of the Satanic Temple was offered before the Assembly, sparking a protest and a counter-protest. Some residents have said that prayer at a public meeting is inappropriate and that the invocation as practiced seems exclusionary to non-Judeo-Christian faiths. Many want it eliminated or a moment of silence instituted. Others, Christians, say it must stay, but most do not want faith leaders from other religions to be allowed to participate. Velvet Danielson of Soldotna is one of them. She cited a Peninsula Clarion newspaper poll that said that the majority of local people surveyed preferred Christian prayer.
The majority, 64%, are not in favor of a non-Christian prayer, which I am definitely not either. I was very, very appalled that this would be let to be go on in this building. And I would like to publicly unhail Satan.
Homer Assembly Member Kelly Cooper asked a follow-up question.
So you believe the invocation should only be from Christian denominations?
Absolutely.
And you don't believe in freedom of religion?
I believe in the Constitution. I support the Constitution, but it's common sense that biblical denominations would be the ones that would honor God and our community and our country.
South Peninsula Assembly Member Willie Dunn pressed Danielson further.
My question was similar to Ms. Cooper's, but I guess specifically, would you... You would think that the borough assembly should prohibit, say, Buddhist or Muslim or Hindu believers from giving an invocation.
This is a Christian nation.
On the other side of the issue was Carrie Henson of Soldotna.
Hello, it is your friendly neighborhood atheist again.
Henson said community members need to stop labeling each other and explained her beliefs.
Because I am free from religious dogma, I judge others not based on their opinions or ideologies, but by their actions and how they treat people, and especially those that they may not have much in common with.
State Senator Peter Machicki, who represents the Central Peninsula, said he hopes the Assembly can follow the model of the state legislature, allowing people from diverse belief systems to say the invocation.
It's not just about your individual beliefs. It's recognizing everyone's beliefs. So I hope that you will put some sideboards on what happens when someone provides an invocation.
Both the ordinance that would have done away with the invocation and the one that would have replaced it with a moment of silence failed to advance to introduction after a 4-4 vote. In Soldotna, I'm Daisha Eaton.